In our previous year, we began discussing the halacha of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, as we learn in our Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. And that's the halacha as it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tov Reish Dalet and Aruch Hayim, Sif Aleph, Mitzvah Lecha B'Erev Yom Kippurim. It's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, L'harbis B'suda, to have a suda. Rikveger, in the Shalos Atshuvos, Madura Kama, Siman Yud Zayin, asks, are women obligated to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? On one hand, an argument could be made that it's a mitzvah seishas man grama, and women are exempt from mitzvah seishas man grama. Or, however, since as we're learning in our Gemara, that the Pasuk says, V'nisim es nafshaseichem b'tish l'chodesh b'erif, the Torah is very much connecting the chiyuv of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, and especially as we quoted in our previous shiur, the opinion of Rashi in the Rosh, that the reason we eat on Erev Yom Kippur is in order that we should be able to fast. So if women are obligated in fasting, they're also obligated to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. The two travel together. And in fact, that's why some Mefarshim suggest the Torah went out of its way not to say just explicitly you have to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, but rather the Torah connected the obligation to eat Erev Yom Kippur to the Isser of eating Yom Kippur to teach us that these two halachas travel together. The Ksav Sofer, in the Shalos Tshuvos Ksav Sofer, Siman Kuf Yud Beis, quotes Maril that says as follows. Sholem Maril, the Maril was asked, Alisha Shenadra Shalalecha Bosa Ela Rak B'Shabosa Yom Tovim. A woman made a nether that she's only going to eat meat on Shabbos and Yom Tovim. Ma Dina B'Erev Yom Kippurim. What's her status in Erev Yom Kippurim? And he answers, Shemeteres Lecha B'Chol Ritzoyna. She could eat V'Losamach Liba Boi B'Yoyim. The Nikri Yontif. The day is a Yontif for women as well. And it seems, says the Ksav Sofer, that it's very obvious to the Maril, and we know that many of our Menhagim, especially in Ashkenaz, follow the Menhagim Maril, that the obligation to eat Erev Yom Kippur applies to women as well. I did see that the Paiskim say that the Raya of the Maril is not a compelling Raya. Why? Because they say that When one makes a nether, the nether is only effective in what I had in mind the nether should be effective. So when a woman made a nether that she's not going to eat, what she meant, says the Maral, that she's not going to eat meat only on days that are Yom Tovim. And Erev Yom Kippur is a Yom Tov, and therefore wasn't included in her nether. But it doesn't necessarily mean that even the Maril will hold that a woman is absolutely obligated to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. The Miches Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel Ois Tezvov says that the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah Daf Chof Hei Ches Am Beis has a special ribui that just like men are obligated in Tosfos Yom Kippur, so to a woman. So we see that even though the Torah teaches us the chiyuv of Tosfos Yom Kippurim regarding Yom Kippur, it doesn't necessarily mean, says the Miches Chinuch, that whoever is obligated in Mitzvos Yom Kippur is automatically obligated in all the other details that are involved in the mitzvah. And therefore, he suggests that if there is no specific ribui that women are obligated to eat an Erev Yom Kippur, the halacha is that they're not obligated. However, he says, the fact that in all the Rishonim on our sugya, and furthermore, as we just quoted from the Shibali Leket, the wording of our Gemara, the Peshat of Rashi and the Rosh, very much seem to indicate that the obligation of eating Yom Kippur is connected to the obligation of fasting, and therefore he says that women should eat on Erev Yom Kippur. The Ksav Sofer, in that tshuva that I just quoted, actually wants to connect this question to the shaila that we just discussed in our previous year. Is the mitzvah of eating an Erev Yom Kippur a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah d'rabbanan? And he says, if it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, so then as the Michas Chinuch just taught us, there is no specific pasuk that teaches us that women are obligated to eat. It remains a mitzvah seishas man grama that doesn't apply to women. However, says the Ksav Sofer, if it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, so it's very likely that the mitzvah d'rabbanan apply to men and women together. Taking this a step further, and actually, if we look in the tshuva of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that was the issue that was discussed. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is discussing a woman who is very not well. She's apparently being fed intravenously or not really eating normally. She's not fasting in Yom Kippur. And now the question was, it's difficult for her to eat. Does she have to try to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? So the Ksav Sofer says that such a woman who's not going to eat on Yom Kippur, who's not going to fast on Yom Kippur, is certainly not obligated to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Why? He says, for whatever reason we'll give, she's potter. If we're going to say that the chiyuv to eat an Erev Yom Kippur is an independent chiyuv, so then certainly women are exempt because it's a mitzvah seishas man grama. But if we'll say, on the other hand, that the obligation for women to eat on Erev Yom Kippur is connected to their obligation to fast on Yom Kippur, this woman is not fasting on Yom Kippur. And therefore, a woman who's not fasting Yom Kippur, says the Ksav Sofer, is certainly not obligated to eat an Erev Yom Kippur. On the other hand, the Emek Sheila says that what happens if, Rachman Atzlan, we have an individual who's not going to fast on Yom Kippur, not a woman, a man, what's the halacha? Maybe as well, if Rashi says that the shear is the reason to eat an Erev Yom Kippur is in order to be able to fast, this person is not fasting. However, I did see that the Steichemed says that a person should fast even if he doesn't seem that he's going to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Should eat on Erev Yom Kippur. He says, because we never know, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help, and he will be healthy, and he will be able to fast on Yom Kippur, and therefore he says that he should certainly try to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. How much do you have to eat? So it's very much, so the Michas Chinuch says that even though B'kol HaTorah Kula, the Shir Achila is always a Kezayis, on Erev Yom Kippur, the obligation to eat is a Kezayis. And it's very understandable. Because if Rashi in the Rosh, and really depends on, as we discussed in our previous year, why do you eat on Erev Yom Kippur? If you eat on Erev Yom Kippur to prepare to fast, so therefore, whatever is the shear of fasting, the corresponding amount is eating. And since on Yom Kippur, the shear achil is not a kezayis, but it's a kesevis, then the shear achil on Erev Yom Kippur is also kesevis. Furthermore, as we said in the previous shear, the mefarshim that say the reason you're supposed to eat on Erev Yom Kippur is to show that we're worshipping Hashem, not just we're fasting or we're eating. Again, we could say they correspond. Certainly, if we follow the pshat, that we want to make it harder to fast, so the more you eat, the harder it is to fast. On the other hand, if it's a yontif, it's an independent yontif, and just like every yontif, you're obligated to eat, But how much are you obligated to eat a kazayis? The shear on Erev Yom Kippur would be a kazayis as well. Similar question would be, what must you eat on Erev Yom Kippur? Do you have to eat bread? Or do you have to eat any food? If we say that it's preparation, so you can prepare yourself with other foods. There may be foods that actually are even better to eat to prepare yourself for a fast. But if we're saying it's a yontif, so we know that on yontif, the way you fulfill your obligation is strictly by eating a suda with bread. Why don't you make a bracha on eating on Erev Yom Kippur? So there are a number of explanations. One explanation is, as we're learning now from Rashi and the Rosh, the halacha is that you never make a bracha on something which is only a preparation, which is not the mitzvah itself. So if we're learning now that the reason we fast on Erev, we eat on Erev Yom Kippur, is only that we should be able to fast better. So it's not the eating that's the mitzvah. It's the preparation. Something which is only a hachana, we don't make a bracha. Another pshat is, there's actually a question. Every yontif, our gemara that we just learned, there's an obligation to eat. Every Shabbos, we just learned in our gemara, the only Shabbos you have to eat. Why don't we make a bracha on our Suda Shabbos? So the Paiskim say that whenever you do a mitzvah, that it's not obvious that you're doing it as a mitzvah, you don't make a bracha. So here, when one eats on Erev Yom Kippur, we eat every day. So when one is eating on Erev Yom Kippur, it's not obvious that he's eating in order to fulfill a mitzvah. It looks like he's eating because he has to eat. Where it's not obvious that your eating is for l'shei mitzvah, you don't make a bracha. The Paiskim say that even though the Gemara speaks about eating, it's not just eating, it's also drinking. And why is it drinking? Again, because anything that helps you fast, you're supposed to drink. Do. And certainly drinking is just as important as eating in order to be able to fast properly on Yom Kippur. Furthermore, the Paiskim say, the L'chatchila, a person should have two sudas on Erev Yom Kippur. One suda is the suda mafsekas, which you're obligated to have, and the other suda is to have a suda shyantif. And the suda mafsekas is a suda for Yom Kippur. And actually, I was thinking that perhaps the two halachas, the two reasons that we've been learning from the Rishonim, why we should eat on Erev Yom Kippur is the reason that we have two sudas on Erev Yom Kippur. The Suda Mafsekas, the last suda that we eat right before the fast, is to prepare ourselves to be able to fast. The suda that we eat before that is the Suda Shyantif that we've been speaking about. And that's why on Erev Yom Kippur, the minig is to have two sudas, up to the degree that I saw that the Tamei Menhagim says that there were people that had Lech Mishnah by the Suda Erev Yom Kippur, like a Suda Shyantif, and they would put on the Big Day Shabbos, and they would have candles lit on the table, and they would be careful to invite poor people to sit at their table, all to show that this is a Suda Shyantif. And these are all the halachas of a Suda Shyantif. Furthermore, we mentioned in our previous shiur that on Erev Yom Kippur, that the episode with the tailor who went to buy fish for the Suda on Erev Yom Kippur. So even though, and we'll hopefully quote it still, the halacha is that we don't eat fish at the Suda Mafsekas, we should specifically eat fish at the other Suda that we eat on Erev Yom Kippur. The minig also is to eat kreplach, kreplach, meat covered with dough on Erev Yom Kippur. And the reason why the minig is to eat kreplach on Erev Yom Kippur is because there are three times during the year where there's a minig to eat kreplach. On Erev Yom Kippur, on Hashanah Rabbah, and Purim. Because all three of those days are really Yom Tovim, but they're Yom Tovim that we're allowed to work. Even though the Orchis Chaim already says that Ha'ois Malacha Be'erev Yom Kippur, if somebody works on Erev Yom Kippur, Ein Roy Simen Brachim Ha'ois Malacha. He doesn't see a Simen Bracha from that work. But technically, if somebody works in Erev Yom Kippur or on Purim in Hashanah Rabbah, he wasn't Chas V'Shalom Mechal Yom Tov. So kreplach represent that type of situation. It's meat or poultry that's covered. So you're not really eating meat, but you're not really not eating meat. Like on Yom Tov, we're supposed to eat meat. During the week, we're not obligated to eat meat. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Reish Ches, Sif Dalet, also teaches us, Be'erim Kippur Ein Loy Lechol Ela Macholim Kalim, Lis'akel, a person should only eat easy foods to digest, Kedei Shlo Yisovel Mizgaya Kishizbalo. A person should be careful what he eats on Erev Yom Kippur, and therefore the halacha is that one shouldn't eat garlic, eggs, heavy meat, all of those should not be eaten, fish, all of those food should not be eaten specifically by the Sudam of Sekes, all of them because, first of all, there's an issue of that these foods cause that zera should be developed. And we know that there's a special point of not eating any food that could cause that a person should have an emission on Yom Kippur, especially for two reasons. First of all, we don't want to become a Yom Kippur. And on Yom Kippur, one can't go to the mikvah if he has an emission. So even though there's a point, as we've been learning, to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, one should be careful not to eat on Erev Yom Kippur foods that could cause any problems with his system on Yom Kippur. He should eat foods that are easy to digest and don't cause overheating of the system. There's a tshuva in the Shailos Tshuvas Igros Moshe, Chelek Arachayim, Chelek Gimel Simon Tzadik, where he discusses a person who has difficulty fasting. But if he takes some sort of an injection, I guess it's a vitamin injection or an intravenous injection, it'll help him be able to fast. And the question, and if not, this individual may not be able to fast. And the question that's posed to Rav Moshe, is a person obligated to take this kind of a injection that he orders should be able to fast? Rav Moshe takes the approach that one isn't obligated to do that. The person has to eat as much as he could eat and do what he can do, but he's not obligated to go through such an obligation. However, I was thinking, I'm not chas v'shalom arguing with Rav Moshe, that it really probably depends on why there's an obligation to eat an Erev Yom Kippur. If the obligation to eat an Erev Yom Kippur is because it's an independent obligation, so of course you have to eat. You don't have to take intravenous. But if, on the other hand, we're saying the obligation to eat an Erev Yom Kippur is to prepare for Yom Kippur, and we see how the Torah went out of its way to say that one has to prepare for Yom Kippur, so if doing this procedure will help you be able to eat an Erev Yom Kippur, be able to fast on Yom Kippur, maybe that's what you ought to do. Of course, the argument could be made that the Torah only obligates us to do what we can do. The Torah doesn't obligate us to do extraordinary effort. Eating is not considered extraordinary. We all eat every day anyway. But doing anything more than eating maybe is considered extraordinary that the Torah doesn't obligate us to do. There are many Sfarim that quote different Minhagim that talk about a person eating on Yom Kippur, a person eating an Erev Yom Kippur as much as he can. The people used to have sucking candies or raisins in their mouth all day Erev Yom Kippur, because as much as you eat an Erev Yom Kippur, that's how much you get a mitzvah. And I saw that Ramesh Sternbuch in the Sefer Me'adim V'Zmanim, Chelik Aleph, Simen Nun Gimel, makes a very interesting observation. He says one should understand that there's a very fundamental difference between Erev Yom Kippur and Erev Tisha B'Av. All other fast days, the point of the fast day is that we should be uncomfortable. Yom Kippur is a day that we're supposed to be like Malachim. Malachim don't eat. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to eat Erev Yom Kippur in order that we should not be uncomfortable on Yom Kippur. The reason we don't eat on Yom Kippur is not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be uncomfortable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be like Malachim. So on the contrary, if eating on Erev Yom Kippur will make it easier to fast on Yom Kippur, so it'll be easier for us to have this experience of being like Malachim, that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. And therefore, he suggests that an Erev Yom Kippur, even if we'll say that the chiyuv of eating an Erev Yom Kippur is a chiyuv suda, and the chiyuv suda, then it's only if you eat, as we said, at least a kazayas, or we suggested even earlier, perhaps even a kaseves, he still says it's better to eat something, because anything that we do in Erev Yom Kippur to help us be able to fast on Yom Kippur is to fulfill the obligation of what actually Yom Kippur represents. There's one more minig, a very interesting minig that many communities have on Erev Yom Kippur, is that in shul, on Erev Yom Kippur, the shamus, the gabbai, gives everybody some cake, some food to eat. Why? So first of all, as we've just been discussing, there's certainly a significant mitzvah involved in eating an Erev Yom Kippur. But it really goes one step further, they say, that if Chas V'Sholom, there was a gzeira on the person, that during this year, he's going to have to live off someone else, he's going to have to receive food from someone else, that he won't be able to earn his own food, he will fulfill that an Erev Yom Kippur, he gets some cake or something from someone else. If Chas V'Sholom, this year, it's decreed that I should have to altivate in Loyal Day Matis Bas Vadam, but it was decreed that I should have to come on to Matis Bas Vadam. With this, I should take care of that obligation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that we should be able to eat an Erev Yom Kippur and then fast on Yom Kippur and have panosah, benachas, berevach, u'b'shefa for the whole year.